Welcome to Sunday School Dropouts, the podcast where an ex-Christian and a non-believing sort of Jew read all the way through the Bible for the first time.
But we finished the Bible, and now we're on to something a little different for a few episodes. I'm Nico Bakulich, and I'm the non-believing sort of Jew.
I'm Lauren O'Neill. I'm the ex-Christian, and this is still not a Christian Bible study podcast.
Nor is it still not appropriate, not for children.
For not children.
This is the third episode of four in our mini-season 2.5, where instead of reading and discussing the Bible, as you expect, rightfully so, we're playing a tabletop role-playing game called Testament, which is basically a Bible-based version of Dungeons & Dragons.
And we have two friends and just amazing podcast guests with us for these episodes. Maggie Takuta Hall, who you may know from the Drunk Safari podcast or the Let's Not Panic podcast, also from our episode on Joel. And our friend Greg, at LeDuc Violette on Twitter, who was in our Job episode. If you have not listened to the previous episodes, do that first, otherwise the plot won't make any sense.
And we now join our story already in progress. We'll see you at the end of the episode. Previously on Sunday School Dropouts. There are like five generations of the Water family in here.
Should we do a team huddle real quick?
Yeah, we gotta do a team huddle.
So I feel like this is a way where maybe you could test some of their piety.
You notice that there is, in fact, one person who is not aghast.
So impious. Who is this?
You don't know who it is, but you can see his face very clearly.
Okay, okay.
And you could identify him later. That's Mephi Baal.
Mephi Baal. That's, you know, that's an interesting name. That has the name of an idol in his name.
It's maybe about 9 o'clock at night. You find a mouse in the alley. Mm-hmm. You hold it up in your hands and mm-hmm. you whisper your sweet message.
DTF. Pass it on.
He runs back inside the manor. Who's DTF? And he thinks, what if someone is DTF? W me. You get your rope out before this guy even knows what's going on, and suddenly
drunk targets are so easy.
You've got him nearly tied up, but you do hear footsteps behind you. A strange fog has descended.
Oh no.
And it's quite difficult to see. You see three figures, and they appear to be wearing dark robes, and they're approaching.
I'm going to summon a leprechaun to bite the hell out of these guys.
The guy is halfway down the alley, and you hear a crunch as this cherub bites all the way through something, and the fellow drops dead in the alley. You've conquered the mysterious assassins, and you're left with a hostage that you believe to be of some value to your investigation. I'd say it's a pretty productive first day. We're back here. It's a new session, in case you couldn't tell, because our words are not quite as slurred as they were at the end of the last one. Now, it's the time in every show when we have to check in with our contestants and find out a little bit more about them. It's just like everybody's favorite part of Jeopardy. To my left, you may know him from such episodes as Job and such platforms as Twitter.com. It's Greg.
Hey, what's up, fam?
Perfectly natural, just like we rehearsed. Quick question for you, Greg.
Uh-huh.
Usually we ask our guests what our religious background is.
Yeah, this is the question we ask every guest. What is your religious background and experience playing D&D?
That's
or
right.
Other tabletop RPGs?
Yes, so answer that.
Okay, well, so I was, it's funny, there's a confluence here because I was raised Catholic, but then I played D&D once when I was 13 and I decided that my new religion was Satanism because D&D is a gateway to worshiping Satan, as we all know.
That's what Jack Chick told me and I believe him.
Hey, those tracts are there for a reason. Chick tracts.
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 When I saw only one set of tracts, that was when Jack Chick was carrying.
Exactly. R.I.P.
That was when Jack Chick was taking a break.
And I'm going to turn to my right now. You may know her from such podcasts as
Let's Not Panic.
Let's Not Panic and Drunk Safari. It's Maggie Takuta Hall.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Hi. Thank you guys so much for having me and asking me intrusive questions about my religion.
You're very welcome.
Please. It's our pleasure.
Now, what is your religious background and experience playing tabletop RPGs such as Dungeons and Dragons.
Right. Well, I was raised Jewish, but with like Shinto and Buddhist shrines around the house.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
So not really listening to the whole like no false idols thing.
Oh, yeah, that's a bad one.
So I have like a Jewish father with like a really extensive Daruma collection. That is a deep cut. Anyway.
Yeah, that one flew over my Presbyterian head.
It's like a little model of like the Buddha's head. So no matter how you knock it, it doesn't fall over. And you color in one eye when you make a wish.
Oh, it's like a Weeble.
Yeah, and then you color in the other eye if the wish comes true. So we just would have like galleries full of these like unfulfilled wishes. Anyway.
Yeah, because you were worshiping idols.
Yeah. So Jewish is my point. And per tabletop games, not at all as I was growing up, but just in the last like few months, I have participated in a very lazy and sporadic D&D game with some other friends.
Mm.
That mostly just seems
Wait, you
like,
have other friends?
I know, it's weird. We didn't talk about being exclusive. So
I'm really offended
air.
Right now.
So anyway, and my character is remarkably similar in both games.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, oh, I've been typecast, but also effectively.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Accurately.
Mm-hmm. Accurately.
Our heroes are here in Jericho, and they have a mission to accomplish. But they have a more pressing concern, which is that they're now in a foggy alley, and three people lie dead at their feet. And they have a captive who's... you know, presumably trying to escape as hard as he possibly can.
We've got him tied up.
Yes.
Okay, he's not going anywhere.
We got a
totally
hyena.
Totally normal Saturday night.
Oh, yeah, we have the hyena guarding him, probably.
Mm-hmm. Xena, we're your princess.
We can't gag him. I stole a scarf from his room when I was invisible, so we can do that if you want.
Well, I don't know if we want to gag him because we do want to question him about his family's involvement in the water, but maybe we could drag him as effectively as we could. Someplace a little bit more discreet where we may not be stumbled upon also with our collection of corpses that we've accrued here.
Oh, that's a good call.
Also, we need to heal. What is y'all's HP?
I'm -6, but I would like to restate that I do believe we should get out of traffic. As your guard.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Sir.
You know more about this than I do.
Like, I am the muscle here, and here's what I'm thinking muscle-wise.
Great.
Let's move at least into a danker, shadowier alley.
Mm. Okay. Extra dank, please.
I love dank alleys.
Right. Like, who doesn't?
So it's up to you guys. You've got a willing hostage. He seems
what
to
is
be.
That?
Well, I mean that you can drag him around.
Yeah.
It's not like he's, you know.
He's not defiant anymore. He's seen the hyena's pseudopenis and he's like, all right, look, whatever.
And he has accepted defeat.
It seems like he has. In fact, he hasn't said a word so far.
He's still hoping that mouse sex pays off.
Are we staying somewhere?
You still have a room available at the Palms.
Okay.
Let's make this Jarek house a Jarek home.
Should we bring him to our hotel room?
And I have a disguise skill. Could I disguise him if I wanted to? Does that apply to him or just myself?
Ooh.
Oh, that's a great question. I'm going to make a quick ruling and say you can absolutely disguise this fellow if you want to.
I'm going to try to make him look like an ordinary dirty fig boy as opposed to like a big up-and-coming water family scion.
Totally, totally. Roll me a disguise check there.
Well, we know how these dice have been going, but I'm going to try it. Oh, 17.
17, yeah. So you artfully tear his collar. You apply just the perfect amount of street muck to his rosy cheeks. Maybe you untuck his shirt and mm-hmm. you know just take off one of his nice
wow.
use this some is... ventriloquism to give him a Cockney accent.
Hello, Gov.
Take off one of his nice nobleman shoes mm-hmm. and drop it in the alley. Mm-hmm. Now he looks like no more than a standard, you know, street piece trash.
Okay, awesome.
Just a simple, worthless human being, the kind you might find on any street in the world.
Yes, I can see Ithfatar nodding her head, right? No?
Ithamar.
Ithamar.
And also I'm a dude.
Oh, jeez. Okay. Remember.
Just because I'm wearing all bright purple clothing does not mean I'm a lady.
That's my dream.
And now nobody would take a second look at you except you're still dragging him around.
Did we loot the corpses? Because I would
roped
like
up. You haven't touched the corpses.
Search the corpses. And I can do that because I'm a dirty fig boy.
Yeah, get in there. Because mm-hmm. it's like not... minus piety points for you.
Yeah,
probably,
we can't.
Right?
We cannot.
Like, we're
touch
just
dead
hoping
bodies.
They've got some kind of like holy stuff.
I will
on
lose
them.
Like all my powers if I touch a dead body.
Yeah, I'm okay, a born looter. Yeah, virtualize from the looting that's about to take place.
All right, so they each have a simple weapon. You know, there was one with an axe, one with a club, and one with a little sickle.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, look like common implements you might find on a farm. They're nothing fancy. They're also wearing these tattered black robes.
Mm-hmm.
But perhaps the most interesting thing that you find on them is they're each wearing a mask.
Mm.
And the masks are, they look to be made of some sort of extremely hard wood.
Hmm.
But it's not like any wood that you've ever seen before. It's almost grayish, and it's as hard as stone.
Huh.
Is it stone?
Wow. Is it, no.
Is it petrified?
It doesn't look like stone to you.
Okay.
Is it like petrified wood?
Yeah, it's petrified wood.
Okay.
So
it's kind of stone.
It's stone-ish.
it's kind of the 50-50 point, I feel like.
So this looks like, it looks like wood, but it's as hard as stone.
Well, I definitely think you should steal those masks on our behalf, Bonanza.
It was my idea, and yes, Bonanza's going to slip the masks in there and in his my little satchel.
Mm-hmm.
I will be thinking hard about who I can ask about petrified wood.
Cool.
So now we still have our hostage, but Bonanza has cleverly disguised him so we can get a full night's sleep and do an interrogation.
So convenient.
I really appreciate the way that you've handled this, Bonanza.
Hey, if you ever need a colatorn, I'm your man. A little schmutz like on the cheeks and
he's like our Shabbos boy, but like for dead bodies.
Or like a director of a high school production of Arsenic and Old Lace. Whatever.
All three.
So should we drag our hostage all the way back to town? Down
the river? You're in town already. If you remember that the Water Family's estate.
Up the river.
No, the Water Family's estate is actually right in the heart of Old Town.
Oh, snap. This
because
is
they're
easy.
Living big on that water money.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, we should definitely get him away from his family.
Oh, yeah.
What do you guys think? To our hotel? We'll just pretend like he's our drunk friend.
Mm-hmm.
He is quite drunk.
If you respond affirmatively to a mouse sex, yeah,
you're drunk.
Yeah. So we had to tie him up so he's not a danger to himself, is what we'll tell the people at the Palms, right?
Sure.
That's a good one.
Great. That seems pious. Should we? So we're dragging him.
Okay. Okay. You drag him the few blocks over. You see maybe a few people heading home from a late night, but in the mist and in the dead of night doesn't seem to ring any bells with anyone. Nobody looks carefully at you or anything. Even though it's a relatively small town, maybe they've seen a drunk Water Family member get dragged off to an inn.
Probably this one specifically.
Late at night before.
Oh, you could pretend like you're into him.
I'm into most.
Wait, they
people.
Don't know he's a Water Family dude.
Yeah, he's disguised.
He's disguised.
You're right. You're absolutely right. I was just laying a clever trap for you.
I was just testing to see if you're paying attention.
Okay, so you get to the Palms, and you're able to, you walk in the front door. It's still relatively busy there because it's a place where travelers come to have a drink.
Plus, people heard about the great bar that has a residency there, and they're like, we got to see this guy. He's amazing. Yeah,
they would have been disappointed when you didn't show up for your first set.
That's true. Anyone said that.
Well, I think I'd like to think that they did say that.
We'd all like to think a lot of things.
The owner of the bar, you know, is named Rahab.
Rahab, we go way back.
Rahab does see you when you walk in, and he says, Bonanza, you know I'm not happy, right?
Hey, Rahab, I was meaning to tell you. I got caught up in some...
I've heard it up to here with your excuses.
Huh? I'm going to do that ulp thing where you, like, pull at your collar, but you don't have a collar.
Look, cut the comedy, mister. This is a serious business. This is simply my establishment. And you aren't respecting the terms of your rotating residency.
All right, Rahab.
Don't tell me you were across town at the Fig Bar.
Listen up. I did not go near the Fig Bar tonight. I got wrapped up in some real serious stuff. I'm going to make it up to you. I'm going to do a killer set right now. Okay, I see some fine-looking future ex-wives in the audience. I'm ready to go, baby.
If that harpy Jerusha over at the Fig Bar stole you away from me, I'm going to be very upset.
Listen, she's got nothing on you. The Fig Bar is a total dive. This is a class joint. You know I know that.
Give me a persuasion check.
Oh, mamma mia. Persuasion. I don't see that one.
I'm
diplomacy?
Sorry. Yeah, diplomacy's perfect. Thank you.
Oh, 24. Ooh, Kiefer Sutherland style.
Yeah, you got him right on side. He's like, you know, I love the comical way that you present yourself, and we simply need more of that here at the Palms.
Well, I got more where that came from. I got an assortment of funny hats with propellers and whatnot on them, and I got some rutabagas that kind of look like babies, so we're ready to go.
So at first I was mad, and now I'm laughing.
Yeah, that's what we go for, baby. We turn that anger and outrage and disgust into kind of worn down laughter.
Just keep doing what you gotta do.
So does that mean we get a room? Or like...
Can I treat Rayab for a stroke?
He looks pretty expressionless. This is an expressionless, skinny old man mm-hmm. who has been doing this too long, yeah. You think.
He's a sweet guy.
Do you have a room is the question.
Yes.
Absolutely. Okay. You have
amazing.
A room.
Let's bonanza. Do you think you can create a diversion down here by being like actually hilarious this time? Mm. And me and my priestie here will take our captive up and do a holy interrogation.
I think I can do that. So what I have planned for this set is I'm going to pull out my variety of misshapen gourds and I'm going
to... I thought
they
were rutabagas. Those aren't misshapen. They look like babies.
Oh, you're right.
No, the rutabagas are for the shaping. Sweet. All right, the gourds are for the sour. I get sweet and sour because I don't want to turn everybody off. I save it at the end with the fetuses. Yeah, so I will go with the gourds that look like ugly false idols. I'll be like, can you believe what's going on in Hati right now? Oh my God, they got the ugliest gods in the world. Why, I just summoned a cherub to bite a water family.
Sure, give me a perform check to see if you provide an adequate distraction.
Ah, the flop sweat. Method flop sweat. Okay, well, that's a 16. Not terrible.
Perfect. I mean, it's 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night. This is not a late night town, mm-hmm. so there's really just the dregs left, and they are excited to see any fresh face, and they're laughing before you finish the first sentence out of your mouth.
All right.
You got them. And the owner, too, he turns and he watches stoically. Ha. Ha, he says. Seems to be having a great time.
Poor Rayab.
So you guys are welcome to hop up to your room with your new friend.
All right.
Along with Xena, warrior princess, yes.
Yeah, we do that.
Okay, so we're in the room. Okay.
And he can join you just minutes after.
Yeah, I'll slip in later.
A quick 5-minute set is all that's required.
All tight we five. Needed was a diversion to get him up the stairs without anyone noticing.
That's right. He did his tight five on weird-shaped gourds and then joins you for the interrogation.
Great. Mm-hmm. Okay.
First of all, I want to heal. I'm scared that I'm going to get in another fight and I only have 15 HP right okay. now.
That's my max.
When you go to bed at night, you get back half your HP.
Oh.
Okay, so we'll just interrogate this guy.
Yeah.
And then we'll go to sleep.
Yeah. Great.
Okay. Sounds like a night. Sounds like a great night.
Complete evening. Okay, so why don't you get in on your interrogation?
Yeah, how do I do that?
Well, we want to know, mister, what your family's involvement may or may not be with poisoning the water. Let's start with the basics, right?
The guy comes sort of blearily back to his senses. This is Mephi Baal, as you remember,
yeah. mm-hmm.
a younger son of the water family. Oh, what? Who are you? What do you want?
Are you from an anime?
What?
We're totally friends. We sent you, like, maybe a sext via rodent, because we wanted your attention. But
I knew that sexy mouse was a trick.
Not but that just, kind of trick.
Like, we had some questions, and we thought maybe you could help us, because you're so smart.
I don't know you. I don't know what you're talking about, and I'll never help you.
All right, someone with higher charisma, like, help me out here.
I got good diplomacy skills, yeah, as you just witnessed.
Can you get in there, Bonanza?
It's 12.
I will.
Why don't we start with some good cop, give him Bonanza, and then when we're ready to scare him, we send you in with the bad cop.
Good Sounds cop, good. Bad cop, horny cop. Got it.
And hyena cock.
Classic triumph.
Hyena cock. You said hyena cock, right?
Cop.
Oh.
Pseudo cop.
I can't stop thinking about it. Like, my character is visibly uncomfortable around the hyena. Every time he remembers it's there, he looks down and is like, ah! Ah. All right.
He's got a complex. By hyenas.
Just my character. I want to go on the record. So I'm totally cool with pseudo peni. All right. So I'll start with a wrap. I'll be like, listen, Mephi Baal, like, I'm sorry that it had to come down to this, buddy. I mean, for real, like, I really respect you. I thought that, you know, you seem like a really cool guy. All I want to do, I want to know from you, is what's going on. You know, I just want the story. I want your side of the story. Because, look, right here we got a big bad priest, right? And she's going to come at you with a fire and brimstone. And he's going to get mad at me for continually misgendering him.
And the hyena.
No, the hyena, I got that. But you, sorry. So anyway, he's going to come at you with a fire and brimstone. I just want to be your friend here. I'm on your side. I blaspheme all the time. I'm from Carchemish, a city founded on blasphemy. We love it over there. And listen, I'm not judging you at all. I want to be your advocate.
Okay, roll me a...
Hey, what are your skills? Because like I have a gather information skill.
Yeah, I got that too.
And a sense motive skill that those might be helpful for you.
Well, I think rather than comparing like how good your skills are, the more fun thing would be to think of a way to try to get information out of this fellow, and I will tell you what skill you need to roll.
Actually, numbers are the foundation of all humor, and I believe that us comparing skills is going to be really popping.
Overruled. Give me a diplomacy check.
Okay, 21.
21. All right, he looks nervously around the room at both the intimidating-looking ranger and the just as intimidating-looking priest wearing all of his finery. And he says, I don't know. I really don't want to get in trouble with... I mean, my family's so religious, and I've only known these guys for not that long. It's not like, you know, I've, you know, gone all the way or anything.
What guys?
Listen, we can help you. I know you're in trouble, and I want to help you out. If you just let us know who you're in with, we can protect you and your family.
I mean, okay. Well, you know, my family's really religious. You know, they're good Jews, observant Jews. Mm. But all that stuff never really made a lot of sense to me. But then I was out drinking with some of the farmers.
Mm.
And, I don't know. They were all going to this thing out in the middle of the woods in a
cave.
What
thing? What thing?
I don't know. It was like an event or like a meetup or
like a pagan ritual.
I mean, it had ritualistic elements.
Like an orgy?
Ooh. No, I wish.
Me too, no. Brother. I'm right there with you.
Yeah. Anywho, so I went to this thing, and you know what? What the guy was saying there, it really made a lot of sense to me. You know, it really felt like it was something that I could make my own. You know, I mean, a lot of this stuff, like, I'm never going to be the head of the Water family. It's just the way that it is, you know? But this could be my own thing. You know, and it made me feel proud, you know? Made me feel proud to be where I'm from.
Look, I hear that. When I got kicked out of Carchemish, I felt like such dirt. Right? I couldn't go back home where I belong. But then I realized the road is for me. You got to find your own path when you're pushed out. And we want to help you get back on the right path for you. Doesn't seem like what you're mixed in with right now is really working for you. So just tell us more about it. Any details you have, who are you afraid of? We can protect you.
I don't know. It's really dangerous for me to do that kind of thing.
Priesty, I feel like this is where you need to step in and be bad cop.
Yeah. So I have some first level spells. Okay, so I can use cause fear or...
Ooh, remove fear.
Remove fear. I also have that. Oh, yeah, remove fear. He's scared, right?
Mm-hmm. He just said he was scared.
He's
terrified.
Okay, so let me remove fear.
Okay.
Suppresses fear or gives +4 on saves against fear for one subject +1 per 4 levels.
So
I don't know
if
what
if you
that
cast
means.
This, he will not be intimidated by you, but he probably wouldn't be scared. If he's bought into my thing, which I think he has, then he might be more willing to volunteer information.
Absolutely. Cast remove fear.
Okay.
You don't need to roll anything.
Okay, great.
Because he's not trying to prevent you from removing his fear.
Okay. Then
what does it look like when you remove his fear? Remember that your power is given by the holy God above.
Right. Let's see. Well, he's probably, he might be bleeding, so I definitely don't want to touch him. But I'm just going to kind of reach one priestly hand toward him and and pretend to caress his little cheek, but not actually touch him, and maybe kind of like jingle my gems a little.
Oh my God, that's very forward.
just give him a little
jingle jangle.
Just the old jingle jangle.
You say a prayer or something as well?
Oh yeah, prayer. That'd probably be good. I say, God. If you're up there. No, I don't say that.
Oh, my God.
I definitely don't say that. I say, God, please remove fear from this man and open his mouth and set his tongue free. But in a non-sexual way, obviously.
Jingle his gems.
Jingle his
gems. Set his tongue free.
In the most pious possible sense of the word.
It's always implied. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you feel the holy power of God above, and this fellow feels it too. And in fact, maybe it's even feeling that you have a powerful connection to God that is true and has reflections in the real world. But you really feel like this fellow straightens up, even though he's still tied up, still all ragged, street ragged. He straightens up and he says, I didn't realize that what they were always saying was true, that this is God's world. And I've strayed far from the path, but I need to get back to it because God is real, and only through his grace have I ever been this fearless.
Does Meffy have more piety points than me now? Because they make me mad.
You just got eclipsed by an NPC.
I know.
I think he's still. I mean, you're not like.
We can question him with his piety points.
So, yeah, you're right, Meffy. God has this all under control, and he's in control of everything. All you need to do is tell us what's up.
There's this group, and they meet. I don't know, every month. Actually, now that I think about it, it's every month on the new moon. And they say it's because that's when the shadows fall the longest on the world. They meet in a cave, and everybody wears robes and masks.
Mm.
And there's a man who gives a speech. It's all very foggy in my mind, as if I wasn't really there, and I'm just remembering it as if in a dream. Anyway, I've only been going for a few months, but it really meant something to me. But looking back on it, it feels like it was all just a sham.
You guys, we can sneak into this.
I have some wooden masks. I have three.
Oh my God, you have three masks. Meffy, can you describe the masks?
Yeah, there are these hard wood.
I'm gonna pull
masks.
One out. I'm gonna whip one out and show it to him like a little too quickly. We removed fear, buddy. Oh, cool! A terrifying mask. Who cares? Whatever.
No, but he's not spooked. That was just a joke for fun.
I don't know what that is.
Meffy's such a jokester.
That's one of them. That's one of them for sure. Yeah, those guys that you killed in the alley. I was there and I saw that.
Oh right,
so you don't
you were.
Can we
that.
Avoid the word killed and go with like released from their lives of sin into a new paradise, perhaps, or something? You know, just away from the whole.
If
murder.
They were idol worshippers, it's good that they were killed, so we don't need to worry about.
Well, I got a warrant,
euphemism.
So.
No, but yeah, they were definitely sent to get you because you know you've been asking questions. They must feel like you're on the right track.
You guys.
Oh, no.
It's good to be validated.
Like, first of all
right.
High fives to all of us for being a threat. Good job, you guys. We did it. And secondly, I really feel like we have all the tools to sneak in.
Well, okay. Mm-hmm. We might need, like, some more information here, though. Like, what is there any sort of password that we're going to need to say?
I mean, if you show up with the mask and the robe, I don't think anybody's going to turn you away as long as you don't immediately announce that you're a priest or
yeah.
that
Speak
you're there
fiend.
To bust the place up.
Speak fiend and enter.
Meffy, because our generous holy priest here has already removed all of your fear, which I feel like is more than you could expect from like decades with a therapist, really, he saved you a lot of money. Do you think that you would be willing to lead us there and show us around?
Yes, I'll take you there tomorrow night. It's the new moon.
Oh, no, that is
very
convenient.
How handy.
God truly works in our lives.
So, I mean, this is just for my information, but can you dress up in those robes and be chill, priesty?
Can I? I mean, it's going to reduce my piety. I got it.
I don't know. It's for the Lord.
The Lord has...
The Lord's going to be more concerned about your clothes.
The Lord has OCD. Let's just be honest.
Like, let's just be honest. The Lord's rules are not very flexible or situation dependent. They're pretty hard line. They're literally written in stone. I mean, but if I got to do it, I guess I got to do it. I don't.
Well, here's an alternative. You could stand guard with Xena, warrior princess, and send her in if it's actually an ambush.
That sounds like a good idea for my character, yet a bad idea for the entertainingness of this podcast.
We'll make it work, don't worry.
Just pray on it, and God will tell you.
Yeah. Why don't we sleep on it, and you'll see what holy dreams come to you tonight.
Oh, yeah, okay, great.
And then we can make a decision.
I didn't write any holy dreams.
It'll just give us time to decide.
I'm going to imagine that my next dream this night is going to be like prophetic too. And I'll just be able to wake up in the morning like, guys, apparently my ex-wife wants me back and God is super jazzed about it. She'll let me see the kids.
Okay. Do we need any more information? Well, I guess this guy's sleeping here.
We should still tie him to the bed.
Yeah.
Like, well, actually, maybe since you're the bodyguard, maybe you should just guard him. And...
But you need to sleep because you need to heal.
I need to sleep.
Well, I was... trying to make a love connection, but I guess he's married.
No, he's not my type, first of all.
The mouse sex was not genuine.
Yeah.
I bought that thing.
I did not mean it.
I'm 69. I'm lonely. Look, I just want you two young lovers.
You sleep over there. I will be over here.
I have my own. Well, it's a broom closet, but.
Yeah. It's a deluxe broom closet. Though. Yeah. It's the one under the stairs.
It's the entertainer's broom closet.
That's right.
But we're still going to tie this dude to the bed and gag him so that he doesn't scream for help.
Okay,
in the middle
that
of the
sounds
night.
A little racy for me.
Here is his
me.
Scarf. Here is his scarf.
I'll take care of it. Okay. It's like minus 20.
No, I can do it. I will tie him
but
up.
But plus 10 kink points.
Hey.
Yeah, where's that scale?
Yeah. I should get points for that.
For some reason, the authors of Testament did not write a kink system into their biblical RPG.
That was super myopic of them.
I mean, I think, like we were just talking about earlier with the OCD stuff, a lot of this stuff sort of aligns, you'll find.
Just the way that D&D, the Renaissance Fair, and kink align. They should have thought about this.
That's true. I feel like kink is at the heart of D&D.
Furries came out of LARPing.
This guy here has to have, and I'm pointing to the Levi priest in our midst, of course, mm-hmm. has to have special leather straps around him at all times, or
oh,
else
that's
he's not pure.
They're called fetishes.
That's not what they're called. That's what idols are called.
Yeah, it is. They're called leather fetishes. You know it.
That's what your grotesque skull that you're carting around is called.
Hey!
Anyway, I think we're all getting a little cranky. It's time for
bed. All right. Let's have a nap.
So we'll sleep it off, and when we wake up, we'll all be healed in the morning.
Perfect.
And we'll have all our spells back,
and we'll still
all
have
our spell
hostage.
Slots will be open
as long as you pray.
Okay. I'm gonna do my goodnight prayers.
Okay.
I'm gonna do them like a early 2000s youth group.
Okay.
Because that's the main way that I learned to pray.
Understood.
So you gotta go. God. We just thank you for being here in our lives and for all the blessings you give us, especially tying up this potential blasphemer and bringing him back to our hotel. Thank you, God. We in your holy name, amen.
And
beautiful.
We're all just looking for more piety points. Amen. Thank you.
Yeah, I also have a good night prayer. God.
You get 2 piety points, by the way.
For that?
Mm-hmm.
Hell yeah.
My piety is like off the fucking charts.
Well, la-di-da.
I've got a plus. I've earned 7 total piety points so far.
You can trade him in for a bike at the end.
It doesn't seem particularly useful for this quest, but
wait till you get to the flat track. I did have a prayer. God, please try to counter all the curses that my ex-wives are throwing me. And other God, could you remind the first God that the curses that my wives have on my genitalia, if they could stop those, okay? Because I'm a man and I have needs and it's not fair that they've cursed me this way. And third God, if you could tell the first two gods that I'm sorry about the stuff that I did to them earlier, and also tell the fourth God that I will see them next Tuesday.
That was the most Catholic version of paganism ever. I need this one to intercede with this other one.
Catholicism is paganism. We have saints that are little godlings.
Little and godlings.
That's why I like Catholicism.
Well, no piety movement on that one. I checked the charts. Not a thing. Stay neutral, though. It's not bad.
Hey, if it helps my junk, I'm in.
What if it's neutral to your junk?
That's what's already happening, so it doesn't change.
All right. So we sleep.
You wake up bright and early.
Wake up refreshed.
That's right. You got all your HP and your spells back.
Lovecraft and Desk Jet.
So you're back to your max,
not my previous max.
Not your plus max.
Okay.
Because you haven't been to the temple. You also haven't offered any sacrifices or anything like that.
Ooh. Okay.
You've done the bare minimum for today. But, you know.
Okay, well, we can't go to this thing until nighttime, right?
Yeah,
that's right. So you guys have a day to kill, and if you'd like to each do one thing, maybe to help you prepare for the adventure that you're going to have later tonight, I think it would probably be a good idea.
Well, I'm going to hit up the Crucifix Gym.
Getting swole.
Yeah, getting swole for God. You should go to the...
I'm going to go to the temple. Yeah. I'm going to sacrifice a male calf without blemish.
Okay. I mean, you're not supposed to sacrifice anywhere except Jerusalem right now.
Oh, you're right. You're right. There must be some work around here.
Well, puzzle that for a moment.
Okay.
Do you have something you'd like to do?
Yeah, what I want to do is I want to make my way around the various dens of iniquity that have cultish aspects to them and maybe say, hey, come over here. Look under my coat. You ever seen a mask like this? When do you get a mask like this? You heard anything about this thing? But I'm going to do it in a sly way that is not incriminating. Maybe just like I'm interested for like maybe a kind of like a side hustle type thing.
Okay.
I like it.
Okay.
I'm going to gather information.
I'm going to send Xena Warrior Princess with you.
Please do not. That thing is, it's. I respect it, but I don't
I
need
just,
the reminder.
I would feel better if she kept an eye on you.
I think that people would ask why I have a hyena, braying hyena, following me around.
She's been very quiet you. So far. She hasn't said a word.
Well, when she hears my jokes,
you're going to love her.
She's going to crack up.
Just so you know, hyenas only laugh when they're anxious.
Oh, isn't that really telling?
Yeah. Same.
Hyenas, so like us.
Okay, so you can gather information. This might be a little risky, though, because if you don't do well, I mean, it might come off...
Suspicioso.
Very suspicious, I'd say.
Maybe I will not show the mask part
okay.
until I am sure, or I feel like I can trust the person.
Okay, I mean, but like if you roll poorly on gather information, in my opinion, that means you're showing the mask to the wrong person.
Yeah, yo.
Maybe you should disguise yourself first so you're not blowing our cover.
Oh, you know what?
So that if you fail, they'll be looking for a fig boy, not for you.
Okay, well, there is a rival comic. His name is Geg. He is also from Hatti, but he's not from Carchemish. He is from the capital city of Hatti.
I see.
And he came to town the day after I did, mm-hmm. and it set up a rotating residency between the fig bar and the palms, but he's on the
alternate
opposite
nights,
days.
Right, yeah.
And I... friggin' hate this guy. So what I want to do is I want to disguise myself as him, as Geg, and he's stealing my gags. Anyway, no. I will disguise myself as him with a spell. So it's going to be a magical disguise.
He's 68 and he has 8 ex-wives.
He has
right?
8 ex-wives, but he is very virile. And that is a major point of contention.
What if you come off well to the people you're interrogating and accidentally drive them into your enemy's arms?
I'm gonna just consider that a good performance, and like my bar is so low that I will be like, it's a living.
Let's do it.
All right. So I'm casting a spell, disguise self as Geg.
Cool.
Oh, very nice. Okay, so gather information. I rolled a 20, not natural.
Yeah, you ask around as Geg, and I mean, it's really sad to hear for you, and you struggle to not respond. But when you every bar that you walk into, everybody loves you. Oh, they're like, no. Oh shit, look, it's Gang.
It's Gang.
It's Geggy.
Somebody get Geggy a drink. Come on.
No.
They love it. Everybody's reciting their favorite Geg bits to you.
Uh-huh.
All their best Geg lines.
All their best Geg gags.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the misshaping cucumber bit that he does.
That's right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Or, mm-hmm. Yeah,
familiar to me.
The one where he blesses all of his ex-wives, mm-hmm. and it somehow gets funnier and funnier the longer he does it.
Yep.
Anyway, you find out, so most people won't, have never seen anything like this, mm-hmm. or at least won't talk about it.
Most people won't reblog, if you're one of the few.
Is that a
Tumblr joke?
Oh, right. Neither of you are on Tumblr.
I got it!
We both got it, just not enough to like laugh at it.
Okay, that's fine.
It was just more sad than anything.
It is sad to still be using
Are
Tumblr.
You a Russian bot?
I
So let's go.
I admit that.
Compromet.
You do find someone at one of the bars who's a really shabby-looking farmer type who does take a look, and he's like, I can't believe you, Geg, you're one of us?
Well, let me just say that it's been a long... How does he talk anyway? He's like...
I've never met him.
Well, let me just say that it's been a long journey for me spiritually, and I just find so much purpose among your people. I just feel like I finally realized my full potential as a comedian now that I am fully plugged in to a real network of go-getters who say that false piety is baloney, and we just gotta go after what we want to do, and it's about us. It's about self-improvement. So I think that that's where we're going.
You know, Geg, that's simply right.
That was so vague that it could mean anything, and I agree with it.
That's how Geg gets laid.
Vague Geg. Everyone loves vague Geg. Geg.
It's like, so I'll see you tonight, Geg. I'll see you tonight.
I'm going to be there, and I'm going... I am so juiced for tonight. I'm so excited.
You bringing anyone tonight?
I'm going to bring a couple real hardcore... Just like go get her. They're gonna be ready tonight. I just feel it. I just feel it. I feel the power, and I can't believe it's taken me so long.
Well, I am so excited to see you there tonight, Geg. Let me tell you, it's been an honor to meet you, and I hope we grow closer under the new moon tonight.
I do as well. And anyway, if I catch you on the way, I got you know, a couple funny stories to pass time, because I know it's a little bit of a walk out there.
You're so funny, Geg. And that's how that scene ends.
Okay, so I can't do a sacrifice, but this temple's got to have a mikveh.
Yes, it does.
All right, so I'm just gonna take a little dip in the mikveh.
Okay,
and that's just gonna restore any, you know, just my purity. I might not get back up to full HP, but I feel that it should help me get at least some.
Yeah, you get 5 temporary HP.
Great,
and you feel having washed off a little bit of the blood, a bit of the.
I did not get any blood on me.
That's
the,
right.
The schmutz.
But it felt like as those people were dying near you, you may have gotten a little splatter,
right,
like Dexter.
Sure.
You know Dexter?
Anyway,
his laboratory.
Yeah,
you get,
yeah, his laboratory.
Right. So you get 5 temporary hit points to protect you. Ooh. During okay. your trials in the name of the Lord tonight.
All right. So I'm up to 20 then.
Fabulous. I guess I'm like just deadlifting orphans or something. Like,
sweet.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Traditional Old Testament exercise.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah.
What did Samson do? Did he do any?
Samson was au naturel, baby.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm letting people brush my hair,
he
but not any foreigners.
He killed a lion.
Mm-hmm. I, oh,
That would really make Xena happy, so I would happily kill a lion in my off time.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I like that. Give me a survival check. You're a ranger, right?
I sure am.
So let's just say you were bumming around the bar in the morning and some farmers came in and said, my daughter has been missing all morning, and I'm afraid that the awful lion that simply roams around the area, because this was a different time. There were lions all over the place, everybody. Yeah. So don't at me.
There honestly were.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not lying.
You hear a tale of a lion that may have caught a young girl this morning.
Well, I won't have any of that shit.
Agreed.
Yeah. Should I roll?
Yeah, survival check.
14 plus 7, so 21.
Oh,
yeah, magic. You are hot.
I'm gonna save the shit out of this kid.
Immediately, you're on the scent, and you get taken out to the farm early in the morning. You and Xena, warrior princess, pick up the scent, and you are on the hunt. You see, you find a tiny scrap of the girl's dress, but no blood.
Oh, thank goodness.
She was thinking ahead. She was laying a trail.
She might have been laying a trail. And you track this lion to its den. I don't know if they have dens.
Yeah.
You probably know more about
just
this.
Just ask Daniel.
Yeah, just ask Daniel. They have a den.
Not really, but sure.
Yeah, you track it right to the lion's den.
They go to shady spots, but sure.
So you know about science stuff, but this is biblical stuff, so of course we have to...
Right. Yeah, this isn't super drunk safari, bitch.
You track it to the lion's den. You hear just the faintest calls of a crying young girl from within the den. But you also know that there's a ferocious lion inside. How are you going to attack the situation?
Let me check my spells real quickly. Ooh. Okay. I have a hold animal spell.
Okay.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'm going to cast that on the lion.
Okay.
So that I can just take her out without having to fight.
Awesome.
You're right. It is a female. The females do all the hunting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Roll me a 20-sided die.
16.
Yeah. You know what? I should really be rolling the die to save against that. But rather than spend all day rolling dice, as fun as that sounds, I'm going to say that you succeed.
Yes.
And as you hopefully say a little prayer to God.
Totally. I'm all about my piety.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God, thanks.
The lion is held magically in place as if afraid of something much stronger than it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can either run in and grab the girl or beckon her to you as you like.
Well, I'll run in and grab her. She's like a child.
Perfect.
I'm not gonna make her be brave.
She is like a child in that she's
a child.
She's like a child. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this lion has very good appetite control, apparently.
Yeah, it was just hoping to play with its food for a little while.
Oh.
It was bringing it home to impress everybody in the den, I presume.
Could be teaching the cubs how to hunt.
That's right. There are many other...
Not today, bitch.
That's right. Nobody learns anything today except all of us. And what we learn is a lesson about...
God is great all the time.
Mm-hmm. Do I get piety points? What's the deal?
Absolutely. You get 3 piety points for saving a young girl in trouble.
I'm back in the green.
The girl's mother, who was the one who fetched you, also gives you a special draft of a longtime family recipe. She says, you know, you're a warrior. You would appreciate this. It has magical regenerative powers. It will save you in times of need.
Amazing. Like, is this mom single? What's the deal? Like, just checking.
She's got a kid.
Husbands die all the time.
Her husband was eaten by a tiger.
Plot twist.
She's not single, but she's interested.
No, I'm not trying to lose my one piety point. I have it.
Get her number.
Yeah, but I'll take down her address just in case.
Yep.
Like you're ever single.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Husbands die all the time.
Amazing. This has been a really good day of Crucifit for me.
Yeah, you like built your muscles and you built your spiritual strength.
Yeah, I activated my posterior chain and also my piety.
Mm.
I don't know what a posterior chain is, but
it sounds
your butt.
Yeah. Oh, okay. That's what I assumed.
They gotta make everything sound extreme.
Yeah. It's just the extreme way to talk about your butt.
Mine doesn't really seem like a chain, but that's cool.
So you reconvene at night. Okay. You meet in the bar at the Palms, and you've all had very productive days, I'd say.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what did I actually accomplish?
Well, you made it.
That's what I ask myself at the end of a productive day.
I feel
like
you made it clear that there's like a lot of people in town who are participating in this, and they're all Keg fans.
I learned that Keg is beloved and successful, and that the only reason that I'm tolerated at this one inn is that I think the owner is like unwell. Like he has zero. It's like he's testifying
You're
before
tolerated
Congress
at
about Facebook.
Two inns.
That's true. I do. Jerusha, she's nice to me as well.
So should we reconvene so that we can share all of our various intelligence and
yes.
new items?
You are reconvened.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And do we got Mephi with us?
Yes. Mephi has come down. He had a late breakfast and then went back to bed for
like,
a little while.
I was like, did we untie him? What's the deal?
Yeah, what's the deal?
I don't know. You tell me.
No, we didn't untie him. But okay. We maybe gave him breakfast and gave him a chamber pot or something.
Okay, so you lead him down on a... Maybe give him a chamber pot or something.
I don't know what they have.
Catheter.
Don't
worry.
Priesty, this is not your domain. It's very body grotesque, but
right.
like we Priest, gave him a chamber pot.
Priest in those days didn't shit.
We gave him some food and we took away all of his excrement before you could lay your holy eyes
that
upon
is
it.
Really nice. Thank you a bunch.
That
for
says
that.
Nothing of the smell.
Okay.
I think that's canon in Catholicism that priests don't poo. It like gets transmuted into mm-hmm. energy or something like that. I don't know. Like really, I think they don't
poo.
Oh
my God, me too.
Transforms into Jesus flesh.
Yeah, ooh, Lauren's piety points as a person are going down. Your NPC's fine, but you are...
They're. I mean, I've done 86 episodes of blasphemy. Like they're low.
I was shocked. Your guys' podcast is not as blasphemous as I was. I had a little pennant that said blasphemy, and I was sitting on my couch like, come on, guys.
Come on.
Curse God.
Deny the Lord.
Anyways. You find yourself at the Palms.
Okay.
You are nourished.
Okay.
You're fed.
Yeah.
You got Mephi Ball in tow. Mm-hmm. Presumably on a discreet
leash.
Mm-hmm.
Like, well, I'm going to do
those child leashes. Mm-hmm.
I'm going to do a tight five about sandals.
Okay.
Just so that we can like lead him down on a leash without people really noticing. I'm going to transfix him with sandals.
Got it. Give me a perform check.
Oh, God. Okay. Perform check. 18.
Mm.
Owner loves it. It's like, I wear sandals too.
Relatable content.
But nobody notices as you guys meet up out front, and it is indeed a new moon, just as you were promised.
That Wouldn't means there's be... no moon, right?
That's correct.
Okay, great.
No, it's still there. It's just, it's not illuminated.
Oh, I thought it disappeared.
Point to Greg. He's leading you a fair way out of town towards the hills, and you know from having come into Jericho, from a variety of different directions, actually, that the hills around where Jericho currently is, there are all kinds of ruins scattered all over the place from previous Jerichos.
Mm.
It's a very ancient city, yes.
Very ancient city.
Yes.
So you're being led to a particular place that you remember as being a concentration of ruins. But you're not going to the ruins, it seems like. He leads you down into a valley, and you keep following it and keep following it. As you descend into this valley, a sort of... You notice a fog around you, and you're descending deeper and deeper into this fog. And as you breathe it in, it has a very strange scent to it. It's musty. It smells like a swamp, but not like a living, breathing swamp, but like a swamp that's been dead for 1,000 years.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly how my fourth ex-wife described my breath in the morning.
Hey!
Hey!
As you start to get close, Mephi Ball says, "It's time to you know really protect yourself."
All right, I gotta say a massive prayer here.
Okay,
because I gotta take off my priestly garments.
Okay,
so
you don't have to do this. We can, you can be reconnaissance.
I could be a lookout if you think it'll. Be okay for the podcast.
How is Mephi Ball feeling? Is he going to freak out if we put a mask on him?
Mephibal really doesn't want to go back to the meeting. Since you had your discussion with him, and by discussion I mean you prayed away his fear,
mm-hmm.
he seemed like he had a real moment of clarity and is now feeling really stressed by the idea of going back to this meeting.
Well, I don't want to endanger his soul.
And Todd already set up that Gag and company is going to come with a +2. So I think that we're good. So we should, the three of us should go. Todd was the guy.
Yeah, you're right. I'm sorry. I forgot that his name was Todd.
Todd was the guy.
But of course, I'm the DM, so I should know.
You should have known that. Right. I'm doing your job for you.
So we leave Mephibal out. Thank you for your service to the Lord. Please go home. Yep. Tell your family nice things about us.
Please travel to Jerusalem and have him do a sacrifice for you. You're really going to need it.
Do you know the specific sacrifice he needs to do?
He's going to need 5 doves and 1 male goat calf without blemish.
Bam! Get a point of piety.
Good, because I'm about to lose it.
And he doesn't thank you exactly, because you did take him hostage. But he does say, this is going to be the start of a new chapter for me, and, you know.
Oh, also, you're going to need to change your name. You got to get rid of the Baal.
My family is going to, I'm not sure how they'll feel about
you gotta,
that.
You got to change your name.
Okay, you got it. You got it, boss.
Thanks.
And he runs off into the mist.
Okay.
So you're left, you have 3 masks, and ahead of you, supposedly, he left you sort of, what he said was close enough to the meeting place. He said he described it as a cave lit by torches on the outside.
Okay. I just want to say like a prayer.
Okay.
And just let God know that I'm doing this in service of him and of rooting out blasphemy. And just because I'm going to put my gems aside for a minute, that doesn't mean that I'm forsaking the holiness of those gems. I'm just wearing a weird mask, and I'll be back to the shiny stuff ASAP.
Cool. And you're taking off your hat?
I gotta, otherwise I'm going to stand out.
Yeah, you gotta take off the hat.
Okay. So you put most of your identifying Levite priest garb in a sack, presumably? Or?
Yeah, I still got my tefillim on, underneath my new robe. So I don't have to get rid of 100% of it.
Okay, so you're wearing like a decoy robe.
Yeah, we got 3.
Yeah, we got decoy.
I grabbed them off there.
That was mentioned.
Oh, okay, canon.
We got the tattered canon. Black robes.
Yes. You got the tattered robes.
Mm-hmm. So under that, I've everything that's underwear. I've got on. I've got my holy underwear on.
Got it. So
I'm not wearing any underwear.
And I'm wearing 2 because the holes in one don't correspond with the holes in the second. So I got full coverage. Teamwork.
So you head in newly robed. Newly masked.
Do I lose any piety for taking off my priestly garments?
You don't lose any piety.
Yes.
But you do.
It doesn't feel weird.
It feels weird. Yeah. It does feel weird. Yeah. And you know you're not supposed to do it.
Yeah.
You guys step forward, and it's not that far. It's maybe like, you know, just 100 yards or so. Basically, as soon as you step away from where you left Mephi, and he ran off back where you came from, you hear a sort of a low, ominous sound, like many, many people chanting a sort of atonal sound.
A strange, eyes wide, shutty dirge.
Mm-hmm. Never seen it. but you just, in the distance, carrying through this acrid fog, you hear just a little bit of.
Sounds suspiciously similar to Neva's holy chant.
My holy song?
Yeah, but more low-pitched.
I mean, my own was giving way more high femme, which I feel like is holier.
Definitely.
Eventually, you, as the chanting gets a little bit louder, you get closer and closer, and you see torches shining through the fog, and you approach them, and you come to a cave entrance. It's the cave entrance is maybe 10 feet high. You can tell that it's sort of a combination of natural and man-made, that maybe it was a natural cave that's been expanded at some point. There are 2 very imposing-looking robed and masked figures at the front door. They look you over and don't say a word as you walk right in.
Great. Do we got to roll anything?
Nope.
Perfect. I love D&D.
It's my geggy charm.
You're perfectly disguised. Inside, you come upon a hall, really. It's a cavern.
Is it a Takuta hall? Sorry. I've been waiting. I've been waiting for 5 hours to do that.
You come upon a hall. It's obviously a natural cavern that's been expanded at some point. It's lit with torches along the edges.
It's lit.
It's
shit's lit.
It's filled with maybe 100.
Oh my god!
Black robed figures.
That's a lot.
At this point, I have to admit, I kind of am itching to do a bit, but I know that I can't. But like, I really want to perform for these people because I know they'll be down with my blue stuff. My really blue stuff.
I'm feeling extremely agitated. I'm repeatedly touching my leather straps.
Mm-hmm. Your fetishes, yes?
Yeah, they're not fetishes. They're tefillin.
So they're swaying back and forth slowly, emitting these strange sort of atonal chants.
Creepy.
What are you guys going to do?
Jinkies. What are we going to do?
I feel like we got to send...
Are you the meddling teens in this case?
Gagan to kind of do like a discreet like, hey, I'm here. What's the deal?
Oh.
Like,
I agree, but like if nobody's chatting, if nobody's like, you know, just like snarfing down canapes, then I don't want to be the guy and be like, you got any grub here? I'm starving.
There's got to be like one guy leaning against the wall who's not like... as into it.
But maybe one of us should be more of the newbie role, right?
Oh, I'm going to look for Todd.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, look for Todd.
Wait, who's Todd again?
Todd's my contact. I was gathering information, as one does, and I came upon Todd in my gag disguise.
Right. And he was like, hey, see you there.
And he was like, see you there. Yeah. And I told him, yeah.
You walk in.
Yeah, let's find Todd.
As you walk forward a bit, you're scanning the crowd for Todd.
Mm.
And you see... a black robe figure on the left near the back,
mm-hmm.
sort of look over and like give you a little like,
mm-hmm.
give you a little head nod over.
I'm gonna go like,
This is great radio. Everybody's loving you guys' head nods.
I'm not doing the spell disguise. I just have like a disguise kit, so I don't look as good. But since I'm wearing a mask, I don't think it matters.
It's dark.
It's dark.
It is quite dark in here.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a mask on. So.
Yes, but I'm still wearing the disguise. Hey, I have commitment to a bit.
Okay, so he brings you over, and there's just a little bit of spare room in his row,
mm-hmm.
and he waves you guys in.
Mm. Awesome. I'm going to wait for him to speak.
And he's like, hey, how's it going?
it's going fantastic. Tonight feels more powerful than ever before.
I agree.
Go ahead.
I'm sorry. We'll catch you on the next one. Mm-hmm. So it's probably just going to be like a couple minutes until he comes out. I'm excited.
Mm-hmm. Me too. I brought a couple more newbies. We are ready to rock and mm-hmm. and roll.
Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Todd. Yeah, I'll just... Mm-hmm.
So this is Finbar. She's awesome. And this is Joe. He's mm-hmm. mute.
Cool. It's awesome to meet you. I hope we can bring about a better new world through the power of pestilence.
I give a thumbs up because apparently I'm playing a mute character now.
Joe.
Okay. you guys just sort of settle into the rhythm. Just a couple more people filter in, and then from somewhere in front of you, the cave is quite dark and it's very shaky with like. The shadows from the torches. You don't exactly see where this person comes from, but you see a robed figure with an intricately carved mask. You can tell immediately because all the other masks are very plain. They're mm-hmm. They're unadorned. Mm-hmm. They just have like
they're just petrified
like
wood.
The good grail in Temple of spoiler alert. Sorry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They have their petrified wood with just like simple punch outs for the eyes.
Mm-hmm.
This one is
Mike Tyson's puncher.
Yes, thank you. Finally, a true gamer girl. Jesus Christ! Can we keep on track for just a second?
Yeah, keep going.
a fellow comes out and you can immediately see, even in the dim shadows of this cave, that his mask is intricately carved. Looks like, you know, dozens of lines around the mask are carved in strange patterns. He gets up in front of the crowd, and as he gets up there, the oohing and aahing stops. Sort of naturally comes to a halt.
Shit.
Beautiful crowd rhythm.
I am against my better judgment, I'm just so admiring his stage presence right now. I'm just
That's right. He brings them to, you could hear a pin drop.
If he gets incarcerated after this, I really am going to want to take a couple lessons from him to work on my performance score, but that's like, I'm just a selfish asshole, sorry.
I have a logistics question.
Please.
Are we close to the exit?
Like, yes, you guys are near the back.
Fabulous.
Todd's, the back is the exit?
Todd's so-called primo seats that he promised me are complete shit. That's Todd.
You guys are starting to learn about Todd now. I had so much written about Todd. It's really amazing. I didn't get to see any of it, but
we
okay.
can do a supplemental cast about Todd's
That's
backstory.
Right. We'll just do a mini-series all about Todd. Anyway, he gets up and he begins his speech. And his
Todd?
I mean, in the original draft, yes, but it like gave too much away. So
no, the mysterious masked man at the front of the
got all it, the lions it. And tigers on his
got
face.
It.
That's right. His voice carries almost unnaturally through the cavern, and he begins a speech. I won't go through the whole thing with you right now, but his main focus seems to be that we're in a place of power right now. This is an ancient place filled with more mystery and potential than anyone has ever promised you in your entire lives. That the system is a lie, that Jerusalem and the temple is a lie.
Excuse me?
And that...
Remember, you're mute, Joe.
Right.
Specifically, he says, see how Solomon falls, even now. Is that not enough proof that there are more powerful things than this Jewish god?
The only
that
reason Solomon
older?
Is falling is because a bunch of his wives are worshiping idols.
Joe!
Sorry.
This is not the time to, well, actually...
Sorry. That's Todd, like my whole job. I don't know how to do that.
Joe's fedora is spinning.
Todd gives you a little look like, what the fuck
is this? I thought you were
Joe,
mute.
Joe has involuntary speech patterns. I'm so, mm-hmm. Oh, no, wait, yeah. So he just sometimes babbles.
And the speaker goes on and says, you are all the privileged people because you've been given access to something truly incredible, your true heritage, denied to you by the Israelites. This is something, and I know some of you are from Israelite stock, and even better still, because you can leave behind the falsehood of a God that you've been promised and embrace a true God that can make a difference in this world.
A single tear rolls down my cheek as I repress my sorrow and rage at this blasphemous rhetoric.
Yeah. And then something changes. The fog starts to roll into the cave. You hadn't really noticed it before, but the fog had been sort of all outside, and the cave had been remarkably free of this sort of gross-smelling fog. But it starts to roll in now.
It smells like a dead swamp. Was that
sounds like a dead swamp?
A dead swamp. Okay.
Which is confusing and doesn't make any
all
sense.
All the
but
moisture,
it's...
none of the life.
That's right.
It's oh
like,
boy!
It's like everything is rotting. You know. And I understand that rotting means that things are alive, but this isn't a science podcast. It's a
this isn't drug safari.
The new moon means the moon is still there. It's just not illuminated.
Anyway, the fog starts to roll into the cave at this point in the speech. And as you start to get a couple whiffs of this fog, uh-oh. The words that this guy's saying, they start to sound a little bit weird to you. He's saying...
They already sound extremely weird to me.
I understand that, but... You could understand what he was saying.
Yes.
Now it seems like every third or fourth word is a little weird.
I'm gonna do
like he's saying.
I'm gonna stop you right there. Can I cast a spell?
Yeah.
I'm gonna cast a spell that is called, and I'm stalling now because I couldn't find it. It's called Tongues.
Tongues.
Yeah. It improves. No, just kidding. It's a speak any language.
Speak any language.
Yeah. Any language. It's a second level spell. It's pretty poderoso.
Awesome. Yeah, you...
That was me speaking Spanish, which is another language.
Oh, no,
so I was like
I
trying to
it.
Demonstrate. Yeah, it's a meta
yeah, it
kind of...
Comprendo.
You know, Bonanza kind of works like on an intellectual basis.
Right. So yeah, you, under your breath, you're muttering, and it just blends in with a lot of the other weird muttering and chanting mm-hmm. going on right now. So mm-hmm. you're good. And you give yourself the ability to understand any tongue.
Mm-hmm.
And in between what he's saying, and what he's saying generally is that you've been truly given a gift. You know, this is your time. Together, we're going to create something more amazing. In between that, you just notice these words, and he's saying, pestilence, death, flies, death, pestilence.
May I death. Pause us for a second? Priesty?
Yeah.
Do you think it would be blasphemous if I shot the guy in charge with my bow and arrow?
It wouldn't be blasphemous.
You don't know what he's saying, just to be clear.
Oh, yeah, because is there
an opportunity for me to whisper to them?
Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah.
I'm going to try to deftly whisper. Actually, do I have a spell that would make... No, wait, because I don't want to turn off my other spell. Okay, so I'm going to try to whisper maybe... am I in between them or am I near Todd? I'm probably...
You're probably near Todd.
I'm on the Todd grenade.
Yeah.
Well, you can whisper to one of us and the other can whisper to the other. And yeah.
So I'm going to whisper real quiet and be like...
Just give me a quick hide check.
Oh, fudge.
Thank you for not swearing on our podcast.
Samson always passed his hide check. Because he wore a lion's hide. Don't worry. Don't interrogate it.
He killed the lion with his own hands.
Oh, his bare hands. You know, a bear taking out a lion makes sense. Ooh, we got what I call in the business a one.
Oh no,
bonanza! For some reason, I just cry out my own name, bonanza.
Bazinga!
Sorry, Sheldon. The moon's asleep right now. I've never seen the show. I assume there's a loud Harry Carey-esque character in there who like says dumb anti-science stuff all the time. Vaccines cause Austin, Texas.
And then everyone else goes,
oh, bonanza.
And then it's just 19 minutes of studio audience applause.
Yeah. And then attachment parenting lessons from Maya Bialik. Deep cut.
Deep
cut. Deep I spent cut. A lot of time in grocery store lines, so I know all about that.
So the crowd... just immediately around you as you start to be like, he's whispering about death and pestilence and death and pestilence and flies. The crowd around you does start to give you some weird, weird looks. And
can I try to cover? Can I bluff?
It's too late for
you
that.
You just rolled a five.
And I mean, your face is covered. That's your primary bluffing instrument.
Mm.
Oh, well, I'm a gesticulating bluffer. Can I make a shot at just trying to cover up for it?
No, it's too late. I mean, they
fucking
heard you. I mean,
shit.
You're not supposed to talk at all. So I don't see what more you could do to cover for it. And that's the end of the discussion.
But we're here as newbies. You know, people might kind of assume that we might need some explanation.
It's wise counsel. Give me a bluff check.
Oh, please roll better than I just did. I rolled a 2, so that's a little better. So that's a 10 total.
Bonanza.
It's still terrible.
Yeah, there's no... I mean, they look back at you, and you are doing the craziest, like, shoulder shrugging, pointing, trying to indicate something very complicated by just it's gesticulating. Just, like, you're trying to say, my friend is mute, and so she speaks... Or And so he speaks, like... involuntarily because mm-hmm. he doesn't understand and all this stuff, but it's really not getting across. In fact, you're drawing just a little bit more attention to yourself.
Oh my God. Well, like any good artist, I mean, I think I know when it's time to kind of make an exit. And I make the gesture like, we should fucking get out of here.
We're not getting out of here. We don't have the information we need.
The whole place is now flooding with fog.
Wait, I feel like we do have the information we need.
Yeah, this guy is bad and we need to kill him, is my opinion.
We know who's causing the pestilence now.
But we don't know how or why.
Well, he's doing magic spells. I mean, do I need to roll like Arcana or I can tell that he's like a wizard?
I mean, you don't know what's going on necessarily.
We need more information.
You know that the fog, as the fog rolls in, stuff starts to get weird. It's almost like you lose your ability to concentrate.
What?
Remember,
I want to run. I'm a coward.
Warned us about this because he was like, and then it feels like I was in a dream and I don't remember anything with the fog. And so, like, I feel like We should have seen this coming.
Mm-hmm. You're right. We should have.
Ye old ether fog.
So unfortunately, Bonanza's done a lot to make us very visible in this very perilous environment.
You can't bring a shining star and just put a blanket over it and expect it not to burn holes in it.
That's so I feel like I maybe say. We
that's
could...
That's what Gag says.
I'm still doing Gag. I'm trying
oh,
to
that's
salvage
that's right. You're still Gag.
Oh, yes, I'm Gag indeed.
Since we can assume that there's a high crossover in the Venn diagram of people in this cavern and Gag fans, can we send Gag up to the front of the class to, like, do a little performance?
I don't feel like dying today.
Shut up, Gag. And so... And in that way.
I think you're misreading the situation. I think we need to fucking get the hell out of here if we can.
Well, look, what I have as a feat and special ability is Omen Reader. That's how I read Bonanza's dream.
Right.
I have Ramen Eater, which is also a good skill.
And
your guys' window. Your guys
our maze window.
Our purple dice.
Your guys' window to make a decision about this is closing quickly because this cavern is filling.
Take
with,
a shot at the motherfucker.
With the fog.
Take a shot at him. Take a shot at him.
I feel like I should take a shot at him.
I want to, too. I want to throw a dagger at him.
I want to shoot my bow
it's
and arrow at
so
him.
It's so stupid. I would never do this, but I want to do it.
You guys, this isn't Hamilton. You don't need to shoot your shot. We need to gather more information.
I am not throwing away my shot.
We cannot gather any more information. They're onto us.
I mean, the crowd immediately around you is certainly suspicious of you, okay. I would
but
say.
But they're...
Gag fans.
Yeah, we're going to be a secondary concern as opposed to the fog and the chanting.
That's true. We can lose ourselves in the moment.
I mean, no, we can't, but they can.
Mm. Gag, can you make a diversion slightly away from me so I can shoot my bow and arrow at the guy with the intricate mask?
Don't shoot the guy. We need more information.
I don't know, Priesty.
Okay.
I don't know. Is this Dungeons and Dragons?
I
no, this is Testament.
I'm going to use my sleight of hand to tie Todd's sandal tongs together. Togs. Sandal.
Okay.
Thongs. Togs, thongs? Todd's tongs.
Just roll the dice.
20.
Ooh.
Not natural.
Yeah, yeah. In the process of your gesticulating, when you see that it's not going well, you shimmy your way all the way down to the floor, and Todd is studiously avoiding looking at you or trying to be associated with you in any way. And you shimmy your way all the way down there and fuck up his sandals. There's no way Todd's taken a step without planting his petrified ass face on the ground.
Luckily, that mask is very protective.
Fuck all Gag fans, by the way. Especially Todd.
I hear
especially
Gag Todd. Is great.
Oh my God.
I've heard a lot of good chatter.
There's
about
a lot of it.
He was telling me like a whole Gag bit the other day in a bar,
right.
And I
he
loved
makes,
it.
Do you know he makes $1.5 million per special?
I hear he has like a half hour coming up on Netflix.
That's right.
He stole my entire bit about those square wheels that they have in Hot Tea. And I'm like, that's my bit.
Oh, his
I
worst
own
bit?
That.
That's
a farce side joke?
Yeah, it was a Far Side K-Man joke. I have trouble, like, you know, I keep going back to dinosaurs and stuff. I just don't know when we are in time. I'm sorry.
Okay, so if we get Todd to move at all, he'll create the diversion for us, right?
I will just whisper to Todd, Gag sucks, and then see what he does.
He flips right around and falls and face plants right in the middle of this guy's speech. And also in, you know... He's face down in the fog now. And the fog is fully filling up this cavern.
So
he's going to get trampled.
I got to get out of here.
Why do you got to get out of here?
What are you going to do?
We got to gather more information. We have no idea what the fuck is going on.
Okay, well, we can try to make our way to the priest. You want to do that?
The what priest? I'm the priest here.
All right, we have to make our way to the leader of the pestilence.
The only priest with any power around here.
Excuse me. I have upward of 7... additional piety points.
Okay, you guys are taking a ton of time outside of time right here because things are moving fast.
Okay,
let me tell you what's happening.
Okay.
What's happening is Todd fell over and the crowd...
As usual.
The crowd has spun on him and attention seems to be completely diverted from you.
Oh my God, did we kill Todd?
You were looking... You know, straight ahead because you were expecting Todd to fall, presumably.
Mm-hmm.
And you notice that whoever was speaking in the front has left the front, The fog has now fully permeated the place. And I'm going to need all of you to roll a fortitude save. On your character sheet, you'll see a number that says fortitude on the first page.
Oh, dear. Oh,
fortitude.
Dear.
Plus five. So which dice do I roll?
Total three, ability mod one.
You roll a d20 and add the total to it.
Ooh.
I have a 23.
I have an 8.
And I rolled a lucky 13.
You two.
Oh, no.
Neva.
Neva and Bonanza. Bonanza. You are able to see as most of the crowd and your traveling companion, they take on a strange aspect. It's like their shoulders hunch over, their neck droops lower.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
As they start to suck in more and more of this fog.
Mm-hmm.
For whatever reason, maybe your years of experience dealing with narcotic substances, or maybe your piety and your devotion to self-improvement and mm-hmm. and physical fitness.
Yes.
You're able to shrug off the effects of this fog.
It's true. I'm very crucifit.
That's right. But your companion is starting to lose it, you can see.
Uh-oh.
And the rest of the crowd is starting to file out, and they're going to first of all pick up Todd. Because it seems like Todd has stepped out of line.
Uh-oh.
And they're taking Todd with them. In the meantime...
In a good way or a bad way?
In a bad way.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have experience with some cults like this anyway. It's a long story. I was up in Samaria and we did some stuff. But Todd is probably going to be what we like to call a little human sacrifice.
Oh, that's extremely blasphemous for the Israelites.
You wouldn't know that you're in the fog.
Yeah,
right
you're
now.
Right. I'm hunching.
Me and you were just looking at each other like...
Your posture is terrible. You cannot be trusted.
Both of you, you two who are still with us, roll me a spot check real quick. Spot is one of your skills.
Oh, dear. 11.
22.
Ooh, you notice something. Let me tell you what you notice, is that as this whole thing starts to coalesce, as everybody starts to change, but also turn and file out, you already notice that the speaker wasn't up in front anymore. But what you do also notice is that you get just a slightest breeze from that direction, and the air is simply not as fetid as the fog around
you. Okay, let's grab our friend and let's go hightail it after the speaker.
Hey guys, what's up?
Stay
crazy, right?
Now thoughts.
Let me tell you what Ithamar wants to do more than anything.
Oh no.
Ithamar needs to get out into the night and build something.
Build something?
Can I try something?
Yeah.
I'd like to cast Delay Poison on Ithamar. I think it's my last second level spell, but I think it's worth it.
Wait, how many spells have you cast?
I've cast one level two spell. No, yeah, I did.
Oh, I have Delay Poison too, and I haven't cast any. Oh, no, that's not true. I cast Hold Animal.
You don't need to roll anything.
Oh.
This is just going to work.
Yay! And what you
Yes.
I did it.
Because once again, Ithamar is not trying to resist your attempt to delay the poison.
Okay.
And what you see is Ithamar's eyes clear.
Ooh. Ooh.
Hey, I kind of liked him better poisoned.
I wanted to build something for a second there. That was really weird.
I know.
I don't have any physical strength. I couldn't build a tent.
Well, we're going to chase after this speaker
I can't
now,
pitch
right,
a tent you either, you know what I'm saying?
Where the air is less fetid and maybe there's less dick jokes, shall we?
Let's.
Okay, so you guys are going to try to moan and chant your way to the front of the crowd?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Ooh.
Spooky.
Yeah, we did it.
So as you sort of shuffle your way to the front, as everybody's trying to shuffle back, and you see what must have been his only escape, which is a small hole in the cave floor. Looks like you could probably crawl through it.
All right.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah, we're going to crawl.
Mm-hmm.
Bam.
Episode 3 of 4 for our mini season 2.5. Thank you for joining us. If you're not into, for some reason, I can't imagine why anyone wouldn't be into hearing a bunch of nerds roll dice, but if you're not into it, don't worry, we'll be back to more regular format in season 3.
Where nerds just talk at each other.
Yeah.
Without some sort of
which I also don't really understand structure. Why people listen to, but they do.
And a big thank you to our guests, Maggie Takuda Hall, who hosts the Drunk Safari podcast and is on Twitter at MT Hall. That's EMTEEHALL. Also to Greg, who is on Twitter at Leduc Violet.
We, of course, are on Twitter at SunSchoolDrop. I'm at Lauren E. O'Neill, O'Neill spelled with an A, like Shaquille spells it.
And I am on Twitter at Nico Bakulich, N-I-K-O-B-A-K-U-L-I-C-A.
I like how you always mutter it now. Also, you can, of course, send us email at contact@sundayschooldropouts.lol. That is sundayschooldropouts.lol, not .com.
Big thank you to Elise Carlton, as always, for our logo and art.
And thank you to Nico for music, audio engineering. And what's the third thing?
I'd say editing.
Editing. And thank you to Nico for music, editing, and sound engineering.
You're very welcome, my dear. We will be back next week with the thrilling conclusion to this miniseries.
And boy, is it thrilling.
Mm-hmm.
Chilling and spilling.
Only if you're doing it right, baby.
We'll see you on Sunday.
Bye.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.